Blog Talk Radio.
I've been quiet for way too long. I can't fight it. No, no more. Got a story, and it's time to tell. 'Cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone or a megaphone or a telephone.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Amen, amen, and praise God. We give God all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. We are so excited about another block, Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast, and we thank God, hallelujah, for his presence with us at all times. And we thank God for you all tuning in again tonight and taking the time out of your busy schedule to be able to share with us in the study of God's Word. We thank God also for our Covenant Fellowship Church of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle under the leadership of Archbishop Ruth W. Smith and Senior Pastor Kevin Jones. Praise God. I also want to give a shout out to all of those that sponsor this ministry with their tax-deductible donations and financial support, without which, praise God, we would not be able to do what we do for the kingdom of God. So we thank God for you as well. And if you, those that have tuned in, if this program has been a blessing to you, we also ask that you consider financially supporting this ministry as well. As I said, it is a nonprofit tax-deductible ministry, and you could do so at our website, which is www.newseasonmin, that's newseasonmin.org/donations, praise God. Well, tonight we have a woman of God in the house that will be bringing our word and the message for tonight, and that is none other that Elder Maddie Green. She's no stranger to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, and we thank God for her. We praise God that he would just anoint her afresh so that she will be able to deliver his word with power and with authority. Hallelujah. But before we bring Elder Green into the studio, we're going to go ahead and bring and usher in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise. Listen and be blessed. Hallelujah.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Hallelujah.
To our God.
To our God.
Glory, hallelujah.
praise God, every praise, not some, but every praise. All praise God for who he is. He is our deliverer. He is our savior. He is our all in all. We just give God praise. I'm going to ask if everybody will bow their heads and join me in prayer, and then the next voice you will hear will be that of Elder Maddie Green. Praise God. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for this time of study in your all-powerful, all-sustaining word, Lord God. We know your word is God-breathed. It's God-inspired, hallelujah, Lord God. You tell us in your word that we're to live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for your presence. We thank you, Lord God, for the presence of your Holy Spirit, Lord God, that empowers us, that strengthens us, Lord God, that gives us, Lord God, the strength and tenacity to do everything that you've called for us to do, that gives us the anointing, hallelujah, praise God, that gives us supernatural power, Lord, to do what you've called for us to do, Father God, in a time such as this, Lord God. We thank you so much for your word. We count it a blessing. We count it an honor, Lord God, to be able, Lord, to speak forth your word. Thank you for everyone on this line, Father God, tonight. Bless them indeed. Bless their families, Lord God. Protect them and keep them safe from COVID-19 and every other sickness and disease, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, that you meet them at their point of need, Lord God. If there's a financial need, Heavenly Father, Lord God, meet the need, Lord God. If there is a health need, Lord God, bring restoration of health, Father God. If there is a need of restoring relationships, Lord, connect them back together, Father, as only you can. Lord, we give you all the praise tonight. Now, Lord, we ask that you anoint the woman of God afresh tonight. Touch her vocal cords, Lord, that she will be able to speak forth your word with power, with authority, Lord, that the people will be edified, that the enemy will be terrified, and that you, Heavenly Father, will be forever glorified. And we will give you, oh, yes, we will be certain to give you, Lord, all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. It is so, and so it is. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Elder Maddie Green, if you will go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, and we will dispatch you into the studio and turn the mic over to you. Hallelujah.
Praise
God. We give God all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Father, which art in heaven, in the name of Jesus, I like to thank God for allowing me to speak thy word. Bless Pastor Jasper and Constant White to his ministry and all those who are listening. Move Maddie out of the way, and Lord, you have thy way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
My text is Philippians, the 3rd chapter, the verse I will be speaking from is verse 1, then go down to verse 7 through 9. Philippians, the 3rd chapter, beginning with the first verse. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord to write the same things to you. To me, indeed, is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Verse 7, for what things were gained to me, those I count lost for Christ, yet doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but done, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. My subject is keep your joy and maintain the course. In this year, we have faced many challenges, such as COVID-19, the vaccine, safety guidelines, sanitation, working from home, virtual church service, work, depression, social distance, all other issues that go on being at home full time. There are some people who have turned the situation around and set goals to defeat the stay-at-home order by developing inventive ways to do things as a family and using more FaceTime, Facebook to promote their businesses and stay in touch with families and friends. People have learned that time is precious and we take some things for granted. During each crisis, there were absence felt in your heart and mind, such as the death of a loved one, mental health issues, the lack of different items in the store, personal visit to the doctor's office eliminated, personal visit from your loved one eliminated, while you are all resting at home or in a hospital, has very strict guidelines for health issues and a longing desire to see them wasn't fulfilled for a while. Even though you may have felt like quitting and the hardship became hard to bear, but when a person, whether it was a stranger or someone you may know, would give you a kind, encouraging deed or word that would make a difference in your life, it seems like your strength would rise up from within and you could hold on just a little while longer and keep on moving forward. When a person, a family, or a church congregation, or leaders may appear as though they have it all going on the outside, but their heart, mind, and spirit are heavy burden, then their joy is low. The problem is keeping them more focused on the issues. And when you keep your focus more on the issues and not on the one who can strengthen you, renew you, and give you solutions on how to handle situations, or either we remember who God is and give all our problems to God. See, our communication and prayer life should be open and connected to the Lord, who is able and willing to help and show his way so our mind would not be distracted and illusioned with the issues, but in trusting and believing that nothing is too hard for him. See, everybody's burdens may not be the same, and some are. The issues may be persecution, stress, and weariness, sin, oppression, or depression from your job, family struggles, loneliness, divisions, and other situations. In the Word of God, it promised us that we will receive healing, love, and peace with God in a relationship through faith in Christ. But the way the issues or the situation will have you bound from within, so that it will make you forget that God cares for you. See, there are reasons and purpose in our struggles, in our hardships and persecution, so that they can produce a work in us where you thought you was defeated, but instead you got the victory. So remember to keep your joy and maintain the course. The definition of joy in the dictionary is defined as a feeling or state of well-being and contentment. There is a joy when a child is born into the world. There is a joy at the celebration of a birthday, graduation, or long-awaited promotion. In the world, a person might think joy comes in things like more possessions or a lot of luxurious items to show the world I got it all made up and no, I don't need no help from no one. And it may be a group of peoples or alliance, like having a lot of friends or belonging to a high society, organization, or political party, or forming your own radical group to prove that they are right and you are wrong. But when all these things and people have failed, scattered, abandon you, or become your enemy, where you lost some of it or all of it, where is your joy? See, there are two reasons we could keep our joy. The first is not only knowing the worldly definition, but the spiritual definition for the meaning of joy. In the Holman Bible Dictionary, joy is defined as a happy state that results from knowing God and serving God. See, a person can't buy this joy. They can't manufacture it or put it in a bottle and distribute it. But this joy comes with a relationship and a fellowship from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. See, this joy, believers, should come with Christ, because Christ is holy and pure. This joy is a distinctive trait, and it has different, excuse me, have different from, excuse me, from pleasure or possession or happiness. Excuse me a minute. In the name of Jesus, I pray. The second reason is to know where the power of this joy comes from. The spirit sometimes feel like you're in a dry place. As you and your endurance is low, your flesh is weak. And to remember, believers, what God has done for you in the past, he can do for you in the present and future. So we can rise above our rough situation. See, in Psalms 27, verse 6, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies around about me. Therefore, when I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy, I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. When we are consumed with the Lord, before the trouble comes, the Lord will be our shield and shelter, so we can bear it and experience the benefit by thanking him and giving a shout of joy, a shout of joy or a dance of joy, because he is our stronghold, our strong tower to whom we resort. A songwriter wrote a song that some believers enjoy singing. I still have joy. I still have joy. After all the things I've been through, I still have joy. See, we have to understand and stand firm in the promises of God that no circumstance can take this joy from us. See, Christ had told his disciples and us in John 16, chapter the 22nd verse, and ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man take from you. See, Jesus was preparing his disciples for coming sorrows of his crucifixion and his death and burial and resurrection. Jesus was letting his disciples and us know that in life we will experience difficulty and persecution. He was affirming their faith and said, I will rise again. He is our risen Savior. So rejoice and stand on the promises of God. See, the promise of God will bring reassurance of our faith and hope in him that he is omnipresent and he will never leave nor forsake us. See, joy is one of the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians 5, 22 through 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. See, the work of the Holy Spirit is in the spirit of the believers, will empower them to persevere through whatever work Christ has assigned. So these characteristics are found in the essence of Jesus Christ, which the Spirit produced in the believers. See, these qualities will help to build and to mold our character into the image of Christ. When we accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, our life belongs to him who crucified his life to give us eternal life. He gave us hope, peace, and strength to ignite our spirit so the believers can rejoice when we go through trouble and hardship, because even if the situation don't change, he has done a change within us in our hearts, spirit, and mind so that our light can shine brighter so others will see and press on and keep their joy and maintain the course. See, the definition of maintain is to hold or keep in any estate, to sustain, to preserve, to defend. The word course is defined as the act of passing from one point to another, progress or movement, both in space and time, a series of lessons and literature to pursue to run swiftly. This, in the Bible term, of course, is a straight path as a ship, a unstrained path, and a path of time. See, in chapter 3 of Philippians, Paul was writing a letter to all Christians in the Philippian church, thanking them for their generous gift and telling them where true joy comes from. See, Paul wrote a letter during his imprisonment in Rome. Paul and his companions, Silas, Timothy, and Luke, started the church of Philippians during his second missionary trip to Macedonia in Acts chapter 16, verse 10 through 40. Because, see, Paul had a vision that a man was praying, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us in verse 9. The church of Philippians was the first established church in the European continent. This place was a center location in the northern Greek for the gospel to take a stronghold. The book of Philippians is a letter of joy. See, Paul wrote this book from a lesson of his own life, chained as a prisoner to a Roman guard, and writing a letter of joy to the church and to the Christian. See, Paul faced a time of an abundance of wealth, a time of intense poverty, and everything in between. It doesn't matter what circumstances Paul was enduring. He learned how to have integrity and joy in suffering in Philippians chapter 1, to be humble and joy in serving in chapter 2. But in chapter 3 in Philippians, Paul is expressing joy in believing and remember what really matters. See, Paul was teaching the church and the believers and the people in the ministry to rejoice and be well united in Christ. See, a spiritual warfare was about to take place, and a warning from Paul in the prison was sounding an alarm of false teaching. So maintain the Christian course. See, the Bible is our weapon and safeguard. We need to read and study, whether individually or in a church setting. Those who are sick or confined at home can watch the television or on the virtual website, but we need to be careful what we listen to, because some may be a non-believer teaching something wrong. But Paul was warning the church about correction that we need to make. We need to adjust our thoughts, our action, and our attitude, because any way the enemy can attack us, he will. So maintain the course. See, in Titus, the 3rd chapter and 8th verse said, this is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. See, these things are good and profitable unto men. See, God's grace has blessed us with his love and a close relationship with him. See, Christ desires us to advance and believe it is necessary for us to apply in doing good work for him. See, there are benefits of God's mercy. It's there to help us along our way. But we need to make a conscious decision on being responsible servants to him, because God commend his love to us while we were yet sinners. Christ died for us. See, Christ finished work. He did it faithfully. faithfully and obey God, suffered for us as an example for all of us so we may be able to do the Christian journey well. The first step to help the Christian maintain their course is to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. See, our own strength can't carry us but so far. We need a strength that comes from Jesus Christ, from his grace and from his Holy Spirit to empower us so we've been able to stand. The second step, we need to put on the whole armor of God because this is a spiritual battle. See, it says in Philippians, the 6th chapter, the 11th through the 12th verse, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. See, we're not in basic training. The grace of God and his spirit have already equipped us with the techniques and traits that we need. We need the whole armor of God. We need all of his grace to help us to bear the resistance in the test of time. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. See, we got to realize our flesh is in the battle, but this is a spiritual defense warfare that is needed to defeat the deceptive work of the devil. See, we are coming against negative and strong evil forces of fallen angels recruited by the devil. See, the devil is trying to defeat the believer in any way he can to turn us from Christ and turn us back to sin. He's trying to destroy the church by weakening it with discord, division, and strife to tear the main foundation down. But the anointing of the Holy Ghost, his power and strength can destroy every yoke, but we must have a relationship with Christ. See, the devil knows that believers have the strength to overcome by the power that comes from the Holy Ghost and his word. So Paul was warning the church to maintain in the doctrine of Jesus Christ to fight against false teachers, evil schemes, and deception. He said, beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of consciousness. See, some people will come in and pollute the gospel and try to turn things around, saying that you don't need faith or God's grace to run this Christian race. You need to do this and you need to do that. But stand ye therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, to fight against every attack of the enemy. See, we have to maintain our course because wherefore remember that in being in time past Gentiles in the flesh who are called uncircumcised by that which is called circumcision in the flesh made by hand, that at the time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of the promise, having no hope without God in the world, but now in Christ, ye who have sometime were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. See, there was many that were Jews that thought the Gentiles was unclean and that they need more than Christ just to do his work. But Paul stated and said this, but things that he lost, that he counted as nothing, because he realized his credential, his accomplishments, and all that he worked won't even count as nothing. But he said, I count all things lost for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and I do count them done, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. See, Paul was teaching us that there is wisdom and understanding in the word of God. Don't worry about how many degrees or how much you got or where can you do this and that. Trust in the Lord and let the Holy Spirit lead you and let his blood clean you, because we got redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace. So we have to praise him and thank pray can buy eternal life. See, Paul was letting us know that we got to put on our whole armor in order to stand in this spiritual fight. Fight and fight a good fight of faith. And know that when faith only comes when we believe and trust in our holy God. Because it said in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, so then faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. We got to have our faith, total belief and total trust in God. And we got to remember, no matter what the enemy tried to do, no matter how much they tried to pollute the gospel, remember who you are in Christ Jesus. Don't worry about what others may be saying about you. Don't worry about how they said you're not strong. Don't worry about how the enemy tried to put schemes and try to do things to break down the gospel. Stand up like soldiers. Be bold and fight on. Keep your joy and maintain the course. Amen.
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 Praise God. Praise God. Oh, my word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What a powerful message. Keep your joy and maintain the course. That's a message that is powerful and that is relevant for a time, so relevant for a time such as this, because thank you, Elder Maddie Green, praise God, as the woman of God shared that we're living in that time where there are the enemy, he has devices that are present that try to steal your joy.
Mm-hmm.
He tries to have it where the circumstances of life come and try to steal your joy. But what resonated with me from the woman of God's message tonight was the spiritual definition of joy. She said that joy is a happy or joyous state that results from your relationship and fellowship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hello, hallelujah. Hello. You can't buy this at the store. You can't pick it up, you know, somewhere else. We're talking about you must have a relationship, and you must experience fellowship and with Jesus Christ in order to have the joy that the woman of God was talking about tonight. It kind of reminded me of, as she was speaking that song, this resonated in my spirit that the elders used to sing about this joy I have.
Uh-huh.
The world didn't give it to me.
Yes.
The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Hallelujah. Praise God. And that's where we have to be able to stand on that, knowing, as the woman of God says, to maintain the course, standing on the word of God, standing. And as we fellowship with Jesus Christ, it's impossible to be in fellowship with the Lord on a constant, consistent basis and in relationship with him and not have joy. Oh, you will have joy. You will be able to know that even in the difficult times, even in those challenging times, as the woman of God talked about, that you let that joy resonate with you, because we know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that even with the difficult times may last a little bit longer than we think they should, we know that our soul is to be anchored in the Lord.
Amen.
And we are to maintain the course. Have joy, the woman of God said.
Amen.
Know how to keep your joy and maintain the course.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God. Thank God for Elder Green. That word, powerful word of God.
Amen.
The joy we speak of is supernatural joy. Amen. It's not made of man. Man cannot produce his joy. His joy comes from our Heavenly Father. It is a joy, supernatural joy.
Amen.
And God's joy of the Lord is thy strength. It's your strength, praise God.
Mm-hmm.
But the joy of the Lord keeps you and strengthen you from day to day. It just something that encourages you, something that gives you strength, Lord, in your weakest moment. Amen. Along with God's grace and mercy, joy is part of the equation as well. you got to have that joy in going through different things in life, different circumstances she mentioned, and different things that we have our highs and our lows. But the joy of the Lord is our strength, praise God. And she mentioned, I put on the whole armor of God. God never tells you to take it off. You keep on the whole armor of God, morning, noon, and night, all the time. You
Amen.
Never take the armor off.
That's
you
right.
stay in the word of God. You learn to walk by faith and not by sight. She spoke about faithfulness. And Paul is a man that knew how to walk by faith.
Yes,
Paul
is
a man that have, you know, by the dispensation of God's joy, dispensation of God's grace. Paul is a man that wrote most of the New Testament, praise God. Amen?
Amen.
And Apostle Paul, he knows about that. He knows about being discouraged. Amen. He knows about different circumstances. He knows about being shipwrecked. Amen. He knows about different things in life that came about and called different issues that happened to him. But he said, stay strong and be encouraged in the Lord. And Paul would say, I press toward the mark for our prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. All the things that go on in my life, Paul said without a doubt, I know about this. Savior, Jesus Christ, I know about him. You can't make me doubt him. I know too much about him. My Savior, my Lord. Amen. He know all about Christ. And the woman of God was teaching how to live that life, how to shout for joy. And have to have joy in our stronghold. No matter what you're going through, the joy of the Lord is there for you. That supernatural joy, that joy that like no other. You can't buy the joy at Amazon, I'm Prime. You can buy the joy for anywhere else. It's the joy of God. It's the love of God. And it's joy that strengthens us and produces soundness in our heart and our mind and our spirit. It strengthens us when we are weaker to be strong along with his grace. Amen. You thank God to, he said, keep your joy and maintain your course. Maintain your course. Your course in faith. Your course in life. Your course of joy in Christ Jesus. Amen. You're pour your whole honor of God and be encouraged, be enlightened, other things. God, be in power on tonight. That God is strengthening joy in your life as fellow believer, as true believer in Christ. We need that encouragement. You need to be strong in the things of God. Strong in the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. And in joy of the Lord, keep us strong. Keep us have a sound mind, body, and spirit. Amen. Through our spiritual warfare, God's joy will enlighten us and strengthen us. And through your holy anointing, through your holy power, through your holy spirit, that joy is necessary and needed to keep us strong on the hour. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We're going to go ahead. We thank Elder Matty Green for that powerful word.
Praise God. Praise
we're
going
to go ahead and open the lines up. And if some of our listeners would like to be able to share in the comments and commentary surrounding this word, keeping your joy and maintaining the course, your joy and maintaining the course, simply go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, and we will dispatch you into the studio. Tonight, we're talking about keeping your joy and maintaining the course. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's what God calls for us to do.
Amen.
No matter in favorable conditions and unfavorable conditions, we are called to keep our joy.
Maintain that joy.
And maintain the course. Yes, Lord. And we can do that, praise God, through our relationship with Jesus Christ and through the power, the indwelling power of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. That's the only way you're able to do it.
And that's supernatural joy. Christ said that joy that I give unto you, the world didn't give it to you. The world cannot take it away.
Amen.
Supernatural stature.
Supernatural joy. Is there one tonight? Praise God. Caller. Amen. Your last 4 digits of your phone number is 0400. And that's none other than Mother Pat Gallo. Hey,
Gallo.
Pat, praise God for you.
Amen.
Praise God. I was listening to a sister talking about joy. And it's so funny, in the mornings when I go, my daughter and I go wake my son up, and we sing to him. And so just this morning we were saying, I got joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Well, down in my heart. Well, down in my heart. You know I can't sing it well. But anyway, We woke up with joy in our heart. He said, you heard him. And see, God give us joy. And if we allow the enemy to take our joy, then we have a saying, he not only took our joy, but he stole our goods. So we refuse to let him take our joy, because we know the joy of the Lord is our strength to be able to go through any adversity the enemy can bring to us. We got the joy of the Lord and the strength of God in our lives. So I just thank you for that opportunity to say that. I got joy down in my heart. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. God bless you, Mother Gallo. We thank you for sharing those words.
Amen.
Yes, we have to know. We can't allow the enemy to steal our joy or steal our goods. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, he paid a mighty, mighty price so that we could have the joy of the Lord as our strength. Praise God. Is there, we thank Mother Gallo for those comments. Is there another? Praise God. Hallelujah. We have with us tonight also Pastor James Baker of Grace and Leadership. Praise God. Go ahead, Pastor Baker.
Yes. How are you?
How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. I'm glad I didn't get cut off. I'm messing around with a phone I don't normally mess with, so I don't know what I'm doing. But I'm glad to be with you tonight, and thank both of you for leadership and integrity and great character. And I'm grateful that God has entrusted the assignment that you have to you both. And I want you to know that you're doing a marvelous job. And I just wanted to commend you on that as well. And just wanted to get to the word, too. The woman of God spoke out of her heart, and she brought up so many things for me. And in fact, she brought up some things that when I was a little boy growing up, and one of the things, it was a song that we used to sing, and it just said, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. and this peace that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away, you know. And so I was just grateful, and to know that the joy is such a critical part of our walk with the Lord. And I know oftentimes the cares of life and the challenges and many of the things that we go through can be to hit us in such a degree that it saps our strength. It literally straps your strength emotionally. It saps your strength physically. And that's why the Bible talks about in Nehemiah 8 and 9 that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And there's something about when you begin to be in the presence of the Lord, and I've kind of adopted this little quote. I said, sometimes you have to worship in the presence of your disappointments to remind your disappointments who reigns. And by the way, just for somebody that's on the call, it's Jesus that reigns. And he's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. And he's the miracle-working God. He's the one who can do anything but fail. In fact, I wanted to just say this just as a word of testimony today. I know a man. I know a man, and his name is Jesus. So thank you just for allowing me to share that with you on tonight. To the woman of God that shared, may the Lord just kind of refuel you to anoint you for service. And I saw that the enemy was trying to kind of mess you up in your voice, and you continued to persevere. And you worked your way through it, and I was really grateful for that, and just to let you know that your labor is not in vain. So thank you so much, pastors and Constance and dear brother. We love you so much, and Jasper, and we just want to thank you for giving me this opportunity. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. We love you as well. And we thank you, Pastor Baker, for those comments. Oh, yes. I like that worship in the presence of your disappointment to remind your disappointment that Jesus reigns. Oh, yes. We have to keep that in mind, because the word of God tells us that. That reminds me, that just lends itself to the sacrifice of praise. sometimes we have to be able to praise and worship even in the midst of our disappointment. Mm-hmm. And that's when we know that, yes, there is that sacrifice that's there that's given. Oh, when you praise the Lord, we know the praises go up, the blessings that come back down. So, yes, when you worship the Lord in the presence of your disappointment, mm-hmm. that's when you remind your disappointment that Jesus reigns, and he does. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
We Amen. Thank you, Pastor thank Baker, you, for sharing that. Hallelujah. Yes, is there another one tonight? If you would go ahead and just press 1 on your dial pad, we would love to hear from you. Praise God. It's nothing like when you have the men and women of God to come together and share in the study of God's word and to be able to share your comments that you share to be uplifting and edifying to someone else that's on the line. The word of God tells us that people are won by the blood of the Lamb and the word and delivered by the word of their testimony. So come on, saints, we want to hear from you. This is not one of those programs where you just hear those that's hosting the program. We want to hear. Hallelujah. We want to hear from you. Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. We'd love for you to be able to share tonight and talk regarding, hallelujah, the joy, being able to keep your joy
and maintain
the course.
Amen.
Keep your joy and maintain the course, no matter what the situation or circumstance may look like. Don't let anybody, no one, hallelujah, steal your joy. Praise God. We thank God. Hallelujah. Well, we have, if there is not another one tonight, we have right at about another 6 minutes left in the broadcast. I wanted to share, I had the privilege of this past Saturday of ministering virtual family reunion call, and one of the elders there who has ministered on the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast in the past, Elder Cecile Cutchin, Prophetess Cecile Cutchin. I wanted to share with those that had tuned in tonight about her book, which is Golden Nuggets. Golden Nuggets. It's a devotional book, praise God, and very powerful that you would be able to purchase on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. She's been on the program in the past. Golden Nuggets, hallelujah. We thank God just again for the opportunity to be able to share in his word. We thank God for each one of you that have tuned in tonight. Also, too, I want to remind you that this is an opportunity. There are people that may not go into the four walls of the church. If you know someone that would benefit from this type of ministry, please ask them to tune in. Share with them our dial-in number of 563-999-3518 and let them know that we're here. Praise God, every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m., taking the studying in on God's word. And we give God all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and ask Elder Green, if she will you go ahead and close us out? Hallelujah.
Amen.
In prayer. Praise God. I'm going to bring you back into the studio. If you will go ahead and close us out in prayer, we sure would appreciate it. Hallelujah. Elder Green, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Dear
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord,
thank
for
you.
Your loving kindness and tender mercy, and thank you, Lord, for your goodness, and we thank you, Lord, for your grace, dear God. Lord, we thank you for the word of God that we preach and teach. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, bless, Lord Jesus, everyone that was listening tonight, Lord Jesus, and I pray that the word of God would sink down in their hearts and encourage and strengthen them and help them, Lord Jesus, as we go through from day to day. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear Lord, bless the new season ministry that it may be fruitful and multiply. Oh, God, have mercy. Bless every pastor, every apostle and teachers and ministers and mothers and deacons that we cannot come off the wall, but we got to stay. And like they said, keep on fighting this battle. Say, we got to fight or no, we got to cry. We got to hold them up or bloodstained banner. We got to hold them up until we die. Lord Jesus, I said thank you for the saints of God that's praying for one another, and thank you for strengthening my voice. All the glory and all the praise belong to you. The Lord Jesus Christ be with thy spirit. Grace be with you. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We don't want to end the program without giving the opportunity for salvation. And we ask that if you don't know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as Lord of your life, don't let this opportunity pass. We ask that you simply, as the word of God tells us in Romans 10:9-10, that if you just confess with your mouth and believe in your heart upon the Lord Jesus and believe that God has raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. And all it takes is a simple prayer of saying, Heavenly Father, I repent of my sins. I believe that Lord Jesus is the Son of the living God and that, Lord God, you raised him from the dead. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my life right now and take residence within me and live within me for the rest of my life, and I will serve you for the rest of my life. And if you pray just a prayer as simple as that, welcome you into the kingdom of God this evening. Let us know about it. We give God all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. We pray for everyone on this line that you go forth and have an awesomely blessed week. And to God be all the glory. Have a wonderful night, and God bless. We love you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on!